Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back to another episode.
好，那生活里面呢，总有一些事情是我们不太愿意去做，不太愿意面对的。这时候我们常常会采取，就说我吧，常常会采取拖延战术。
Yeah, that's right. We're only human. It's natural that we will procrastinate on things that we don't really want to do.
是。那今天呢，我们就要跟大家分享一下英语里面非常常用的十种不同的说法来表达拖延、延后这个概念。好，那 why don't we start with, 就是你刚用的这个词。
That's right. Procrastinate. This is basically constantly,putting things off.
好，那 procrastinate 这个词呢，它拼起来和读起来啊，稍微都有一点 challenging， 是吧？挺长的。但是在口语里面蛮常用的，就可见 procrastination is very common.
Exactly. So procrastination is going to be a term you will see quite often. You might also see the term, you know, procrastinate or procrastinator.
动词对吧，然后名词，还有刚刚你说的 procrastinator 就是一个有拖延症的人。这就让我想到了、因为中文里面我们说哎呀我有拖延症啊，那症就是有点像一个病， like a sickness or a disorder.
In English there definitely isn't that connotation or this like meaning of it being a disorder. It's more like a condition.Something you kind of sometimes slip into or something that you tend to do but is not considered, you know, a disorder or an illness.
对，其实中文我们说这个拖延症也不是说它真的是一个 illness 或一个 disorder, 就是比较怎么说比较口语比较诙谐的说法 witty. 那在英语里面你觉得最对应的是什么呢？ Because you don't say I haveprocrastination disorder, right?
Yeah, you don't. I think the most common is really just, you know, I tend to procrastinate, or I am a procrastinator, or, you know, specifically, I'm such a procrastinator.
好，那毕竟这个词比较长，比较正式啊，那英文里面应该有一些比较 casual 的说法吧 to express the same idea?
Yes, I'd say a really common way to describe this is also to say that you drag your feet. So, I mean, think of when you really don't want to do something and you kind of like slowly getting there, like just visually you can see someone just dragging their feet, you know, behind them, just making a very slow progression to that thing that they have to do.
对，很形象啊，你不太愿意做的事情就是故意在那里磨磨蹭蹭，很不情愿，对吧？走得很慢啊。
Right.
So drag your feet. 比如家里已经很乱了，需要来个大扫除 ，right? Like a total cleaning up. But hey, who wants to do that? 所以你可以说 ，Oh, I've been dragging my feet.
Right, right. So I've been dragging my feet on cleaning the house or, or on cleaning up those messes.
好，那看完了刚刚两个拖延的说法以后啊，但生活里有很多的事情。并不是我们故意，并不是我们 intentionally 要去拖延，而是因为它有很多的其他的因素嘛 ，outside factors.
Right. So if there is something that kind of affects, like maybe starting something on time, and it's, yeah, like you were saying, unintentional or unexpected, we could use delay.
对，我们要用其他不同的词，不然别人都怪你了。你怎么 procrastinate？ 你说 no, 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 it's not me. 是别的原因造成我需要 delay. 好，那我觉得 delay 大家都很熟悉了。比如说航班，对吧？ So you see, the flight is delayed. The flight was delayed.
That's right. I would say that you will see this term delayed most commonly linked with flights.
但是在工作当中这个词也挺常用的。比如说本来要开会的结果哎有一个人生病了，或者因为他的 flight delay 了他没办法来了。
Right, right. Yes, so you might say that you had to delay the meeting due to unforeseen circumstances, you know, such as traffic or, yeah, like not everyone being available at the same time.
是，所以呢 ，delay 它有可能是这个事情要 delay 到明天或者更久以后，但有的时候也是一个 quick delay。For example, the meeting, 啊，结果就是迟到了15分钟，还是来了，我们可以开会了。But you can still say, oh, sorry, I'm very sorry for the delay.
Yes, that's right.
好，那看完了这个词以后呢，我们接下来所有要介绍的都是一些小短语哈。
Yes, so these phrases all have to do with putting something somewhere, and they all relate to maybe procrastination or there is some unexpected thing that happened that requires you to put something off, for example.
好，那我们就先从这个 to put something off 开始说。那 if you say you keep putting something off, 这个是比较像 procrastinate, 是吧？是比较你主观的一种拖延。
Yes, I would say this phrase is going to be the most common outside of procrastinate to mean procrastinate.You put something off because you don't have the time or you don't really want to do it or you just keep finding excuses to put it off.
对对对，找借口 you don't want to face it, 你不想面对它，是吧？那这个呢，你可以一个具体的事情。So I keep putting cleaning my room off.
Yeah, so the really cool thing about this phrase is that you could put...it either before or after off. So you can say, I keep putting, you know, cleaning my room off, or I keep putting off cleaning my room.
Okay. 好，那看完了 put something off 呢，接下来的这个也是 put, 但是它这个我觉得不一定是你有意，但是可能你需要更多的时间思考。
Yes. So in these situations, a great way to say that would be I'm putting something on hold, just temporarily.
On hold, 通常它表达的这个 idea 就是 nothing is happening now. 就我们先搁置在那里,是吧? Hold 一下。
Yes. Putting something on hold could also be kind of interchangeably used with holding off on something.
So once again, we have this hold off idea. 所以你 hold off on something 的时候呢，也是就跟刚刚说的原因很像，或者就是你现在不这么确定。
Right, so you are maybe taking a step back and kind of analyzing the situation. So while putting something on hold or holding off on something is kind of temporary wait,If it's kind of a longer unknown wait, I think a great phrase to use is to put something on the back burner.
这里我们在烧饭吗？什么 back burner? Yes. Back burner 是煤气灶是吗？ Like a gas stove?
Yes, yes. So it's like keeping it warm, but also not focusing on that or attending to that right now.
哦，因为你这个煤气灶有好几个灶头，你就把这个放在离你比较远的，因为你离你近的，你现在就要炒东西，是吧？
Yes, yes. It's a very, yeah, it's a very visual way of thinking about it too, because when you put it in the back burner, you might not be able to see it as clearly. It's kind of a little bit out of sight, out of mind. I would probably use it more commonly for things that are going to be long-term on hold, as opposed to like,let's just think about it for like a week or two. This is like maybe even longer than that.
好，那这个说法既然用到了灶头煤气灶哈，所以它呢就是在生活里面会更常用一点，是吧？跟职场比起来。
Yes, yes. I think you'll definitely hear it in a work setting from time to time, but it's going to be more commonly used referring to like your own personal life.
Whereas our next saying, 我们接下来的这一个呢，我觉得好像职场和生活 equally 一样常用。
That's right. So this next phrase is to push something back.
OK， 那这个也很容易理解啊，就是哎，把它往从时间的维度上来说，把它往后推啊。
嗯
，If you say let's push something， 一个 decision 或者一件事情 activity back， 你觉得这个更像是你需要更多的时间思考，还是你就不愿意面对它，不愿意 face it？
Maybe a bit of both. I think it could be that.It's not very important, so you can push back on it for now. Or it's like you just have too much going on, so you just want to push that thing, you know, to the back.
好，那另外一个很相似的说法呢，就是你也可以讲 let's push it down the road.
Oh, yes, yes. This is a very common phrase as well. You probably want to get to it at some point, but it's not so important. So you push it down the road. Down the road is...very commonly used to mean like, oh, you know, we'll talk about that in the future, or hey, maybe we'll bump into each other down the road. Like, let's say if you are leaving a company or your coworker is leaving a company and you're like, hey, you know, maybe someday, you know, we'll bump heads again down the road.
这里的这条路就是时间的路，对吧？人生的路。哇，一下很诗意，very poetic. 好，那在看完了那么多的表达之后呢，我们今天最后要分享的这个两个说法 nuance， 好像它这个具体的含义又有点不一样。这里的这种拖延也好，延后也好，那就是说是你 unaware 没有意识的时候，时间就流逝了。Again, very poetic.
Yes, yes. So these next two will maybe be reasons why you might find yourself procrastinating. This first one is time blindness.
Okay, 时间盲啊。我们口语里面会说啊，我是一个路盲 ，so I have no sense of direction. I'm road blind， 或者是脸盲 ，face blindness，
face blind.
就永远对对对，就记不起人哦。英语可以说 face blind。
Yes, yes.
So this is the same metaphor, right?
Yes. So if you're time blind, you don't have a good sense of time. So you know what.Seems to be 5 minutes to you might be like a half hour if you're really focused on something. Yeah, and this is a pretty big reason why a lot of people will tend to be late. They're not aware of the time or they're not aware how long it will take them to get somewhere.
Okay, 那这个你刚刚讲到的 time blind, 可以说 I'm time blind 或者是什么 I have time blindness?
I think I have time blindness is going to be the more commonly used way to use this term. You could say that, yeah, I am very time blind as well.
或者口语里面我常常听到的一个就是说 I lost track of time.
Yes, yes. This is a very common phrase to just say like, yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't looking at my phone.You know, I lost track of time.
对，这也是我们今天最后要跟大家分享的一个表达啊、哦、，to lose track of time. You lose track of something, 基本上就是你没有特别的注意，你没有特别的留意。
Yes, yes. Right. So anytime we talk about losing track of time, it's usually going to be because you were doing something else and you were really focused on.That other thing, right? Like, so maybe it's work or maybe it's a hobby, you know, maybe it's binge watching your favorite show, but you lost track of time and, you know, you forgot to cook for yourself. Like, oh, it's already 3 hours past dinner time. I lost track of time, you know, because I was so immersed in something else.
完全沉浸在另外一件事里面啊！你刚刚最后说的那个追剧 ，because you're binge watching something. Hey, who can't relate? 现在就是，
right.
所以这些平台就是自动播放下一集
，auto play. Yes.
那如果你有拖延症的话呢 ？Hey, we're only human. 但是有些重要的事情还是let's try stop procrastinating. 好，那今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
All right, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.